W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacy Lynn in Washington. A horrific crash on an interstate in Oregon. It involved two semi-trucks and a van sandwiched in between. At least seven are dead and several others injured. Police are still investigating what caused the crash. The 21-year-old Massachusetts Air Guardsman accused of leaking documents online will be in court Friday. CBS's Catherine Herridge with more on newly released court reports.
What these records show is that these internal security procedures did flag Texera, but a decision was made by his supervisors to let him stay in that position and retain the security clearance, which allowed him, according to prosecutors, to allegedly leak all of these documents online.
President Biden is attending the G7 summit in Japan, meeting with world leaders.
When it comes to technology,
it seems to me we're deepening our cooperation on emerging technologies, including new partnerships between the United States and Japanese companies.
Speaking with the Prime Minister of Japan, the president said when it comes to the war in Ukraine,
we stand up for the shared values, including supporting the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their sovereign territory.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
One state is cracking down big time on TikTok, Montana becoming the first in the country to ban the app altogether because of security concerns. Our Nancy Chen explains how the ban will work.
The law prohibits app stores from allowing downloads of TikTok within Montana's borders. Industry trade group TechNet says app stores don't currently have the ability to block downloads on a state-by-state basis.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to announce a presidential run in 2024 as soon as next week. Political correspondent Ed O'Keefe says in his campaign, he'll likely showcase his recent legislative achievements.
Transporting migrants out of the state, there were changes to death penalty laws, loosened gun restrictions, all of it designed to demonstrate to Republican voters or the independent voters that might favor them across the country, this guy's serious about implementing a conservative policy agenda.
Residents of Farmington, New Mexico are still trying to come to grips after the mass shooting in a neighborhood left three women dead. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The small community of Farmington remembered the three women who died. 79-year-old Shirley Voida, 97-year-old Gwen Schofield, and her 73-year-old daughter, Melody Ivy.
Three pillars of our community and such a tragedy.
Members of the Writers Guild striking in L.A. got a surprise this week. Weezer showed up to keep them entertained while they walked the picket line. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 35% off Emerald products and Superdeck stains May 19th through the 22nd. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wood County Unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet on Friday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Rudolph Town Hall. The Waukesha first grade teacher who spoke out about the district's decision to ban the song Rainbowland has been recommended for termination. CBS 58 reports Melissa Temple, who's been on administrative leave for a month, received a formal letter from Superintendent Dr. James Sieber May 15th, recommending that the Board of Education fire her after the district concluded its investigation. Temple said she believes that the district's actions aren't looking out for what's in the best interest of students. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says a woman who was sexually assaulted by her basketball coach when she was a teenager in the 1990s waited too long to sue. The court's conservative majority says exceptions to the statute of limitations only apply to lawsuits against churches, religious orders, or abusers themselves. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 49, overnight under cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 56, tomorrow overcast skies. Lows level off around 40, tomorrow night clear skies. Dry and turning much warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Ability, we must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'd like to have the great train debate. I'm calling this show The Same Old Wanker.
Here we go again. Happy Hump Day, Crudy. Evan, working the board, our fair audience. Halfway through the week, baby. Good to be with you.
Dominic, I was going to ask you during the course of this show, what do you want to be when you grow up?
That's a great question.
You want to know what I want to be when I grow up?
Sure.
Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. She's got an econ degree. Could be the smartest person I know. Maggie Dawn, joining us in the 5 o'clock hour. It's going to be super happy.
Also an attorney.
And the happier, happier of all. That goes without saying. Milwaukee County Corporate Council.
Very smart.
That's part of the gig, right?
Yes.
So Maggie John, Dawn, joining us at 5. She speaks much better than I. Seldom has, you know, Monday mouth on a Wednesday afternoon. But Dawn, let's if we could, let's hearken back to the debate. They got Scott Walker elected governor of the state of Wisconsin. What was his goal? Kill the train. Kill the train. That was his entire electoral platform. You know, when he talked to the widow Hendricks, it was divide and conquer. That was the means. But the platform was killing high-speed rail, killing commuter transport between Madison and Milwaukee. And other parts, Dom. And there is a new article today at the Journal Sentinel. Molly Beck does the reporting here. The headline, well, I can find it, Dom. State projects passenger rail expansion could draw 250,000 new riders within a decade. Now, Dom, you've been a commuter in this great state from you had a job in Madison when you lived in Milwaukee for like 3 years.
Yeah, I've made that drive many times.
And I had a radio station in Milwaukee, despite the fact I live in Madison, and I made that drive for over 3 years.
Right.
And, you know, I like to go to concerts and ball games and stuff all around the great state of Wisconsin. Hell, recent trip to Minneapolis. My wife's got herself double booked. Dave Matthews Summerfest. And then she's taking the kid up to Minneapolis like the very next day. Nothing like making that drive.
Oof.
on a post-Dave Matthews, you know, hangover.
You'd be better off sitting on a train, having someone drive you there.
Oh, wouldn't you, though? Wouldn't you? So there are propositions being put forth by this new Democratic president, Joe Biden, the revival of passenger rail. I read state transportation officials who want to expand Amtrak rail to Wisconsin's population centers of Madison. Love it. Green Bay. Love it. Waukesha County. We got stations in all these places, Dom. They could play the radio there for us. In other communities, project the move could attract more than or about 250,000 new passengers to the trains within a decade and an additional 1.6 million over the next approximately 30 years, Tom. The State Department of Transportation this week released a long-term plan for Wisconsin's rail lines that include the department's visions for rail service in Wisconsin over the next three decades, including proposals to extend passenger rail to 11 new communities. So it's just not about crapping on Madison and Milwaukee anymore. If Republican intransigence blocks this, and the vast majority of this will be federal funding, but if they can't get us the last five, you know, the last nickel home because, you know, we hate the rail. Cars forever. The State Department of Transportation this week released this long-term plan. Extending passenger rail to 11 new communities in Wisconsin that would connect the state's capital and Milwaukee. The idea would likely require buy-in from state lawmakers to fully achieve, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss already said last year he would not support dedicating state funding to expand passenger rail to Madison. Specifically, not to my hometown. Can't come here. Hell no. Walker hated it, and I hate it. I read on. A rail line built using federal funding between Milwaukee and Madison was on track to becoming reality about a decade ago until a political firestorm doomed it when Gubernator Scott Walker, made his opposition to it a centerpiece of his first campaign for governor. Now a 2021 bipartisan law signed by President Joe Biden has resurrected the idea as it sets aside $102 billion in federal funding for rail lines across the country, much of it for passenger rail projects. So, Dom, what say you? We have no commitment from any of the Republicans. It's the vast majority of this going to be federal funding. And here are some of the cities to be included. According to the DOT's rail plan, studies or projects to implement passenger rail service connecting Madison, Watertown, and Waukesha County to Milwaukee, Chicago, and or Minneapolis-St. Paul have been included in state and regional plans for over three decades. The Green Bay area has intercity bus service, but doesn't have a passenger rail. They would be included, Dom. And the rail will increase, and here are a few other cities. Studevant, Portage, Wisconsin Dells, La Crosse. I mean, these are not cities that are usually considered in mass transit plans connecting other regional parts of the state. So I get it. Not everyone's going to get their own rail station, but you're talking about like 11 different places around the state of Wisconsin connected with the big hubs like Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison, St. Paul, Minneapolis. This is an important development. The vast majority of this money is going to come from the federal dollars. And if the Republicans have to just get out of the way, do a little meager bit, could they please do so for the love of God? Oh, here's the quote from Scott Walker, because of course he's got to wade into this one as well. You know, seeking relevance and all, Dom. Walker has called the new push to bring passenger rail to Madison a stupid idea.
Digging deep for his analysis. Crudy Molly Beck reports that under the proposal to double the number of Amtrak stations in Wisconsin, DOT projects the stations would be used by passengers 2.7 more times than without the expansion. Yeah, a lot more people, a lot more locations. Expanding the routes would increase all of the current station's activity except Columbus, which is the closest Amtrak station to Madison. Under the plan, Columbus could see a 46% drop in activity with a new station in Madison, according to DOT projections. So you build a station in Madison, it's going to take some of the action away from Columbus. Other community stations would see explosions in activity by connecting more population centers. As Crudy mentioned, Sturtevant, Portage, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse, all projected by DOT to experience activity increases ranging from 330% to 538%. Build it and they will come, says the DOT.
You riding that train, Dom?
Maybe. Maybe. When Steph and I were in Italy, I took the train, high-speed rail, real, actual high-speed rail. And the initial high-speed rail that was presented here in the state of Wisconsin was not, as one of my objections at the time, a high-speed rail. I mean, this thing goes 300 kilometers an hour in Italy, 185 miles an hour. My understanding, the original proposal would be like 70 or 80. The other side, what was Scott Walker's big problem with this? Well, of course, federal funds and maintenance, Crudy. Maintenance. At $2 million, I believe it was, a year. I mean, that could be some maintenance. But at the end of the day, when it was all said and done, according to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, to walk away from the deal and the subsequent settlement expenses cost the state about $59 million to not build the train.
And expend $22 million over the lifetime maintenance of the train as would have been required. That was his objection that he killed it for and cost the taxpayers $59 million on top of the $890 million in infrastructure investment, all the jobs that would have created here in the great state of Wisconsin, and a damn faster passenger rail train than we've currently got, because we don't really have a hell of a lot of anything. Chad, you riding that train? Chad from Waterloo, Wisconsin, I assume. Welcome, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, I'm riding that train, and big shout out to Scott Walker for failing again.
I mean, maybe a decade ago, it played well for his big ambitions, because when he grew up, he wanted to be president desperately. But a decade later, yep. I mean, what? You can't evolve over a decade? New evidence, new funding.
To be angry about, yeah. Republicans need someone to tell them what to hate and what to be disbelieving in, so we have no progress in reasonable, tangible metrics of success. They want us to fail, so there's more control and less payments coming out to any needs for society. It's the Republican way, and it's Mr. Scott Walker's way. And he's working hard to teach your children and all our community's children how not to need things until the excuses run out. And I want to say one thing, too. I want to give a shout-out to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin as well for not running so many state representative races, not running anyone. That's another thing that's absolutely failed. You mentioned that it would go through my town into Watertown. Watertown is a perfect place that deserves better representation if we only run someone.
Well, Chad, appreciate it.
We got to run people in all races so we all have a community and a conversation starter. I don't care if you get 2% of the vote, you might meet 7 people, and you might meet somebody who can run and be a little different than another person in the next race. Progress. Let's chip away, folks. We deserve better. We deserve better than old crotchety morons telling us what they believe, as they wouldn't step foot in it once anyway.
Chad, Scott Walker's been a moron since he was quite young. Thank you for listening. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your phone calls. New trains. Same old.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 57. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 64. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Online, on your smart speaker, and on the Civic Media app. Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is the Shaw.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, taking your calls this hour at 844-967-2789.
Dom, let's get back to the phones. We're talking about the Great Train debate. First started when Scott Walker killed high-speed rail, air quotes. I know you prefer to call it something else here in the state, but it never got built, so we'll never find out. And the state was on the hook ultimately for $59 million for the Telgo train cars.
30 years of maintenance. 30 years of maintenance we could have had.
Like $22 million in expense, but you know, we offset that by spending $59 million not to get the nearly $1 billion of infrastructure. But here we are a decade later, and Wanker, even less relevant now, still commenting, but less relevant. But Robin Voss and his ilk, they're still in place. Voss was there when they killed it the last time, Dom. So now the longest-serving speaker in Wisconsin history has shown little or no indication that he would do anything but be intransigent, obstructionist, and, of course, stick it to the city of Madison, despite the fact they're not really looking for a hell of a lot of state resources to make this deal work. These are federal dollars in a bipartisan bill. Republicans signed on to this one, Voss. It's being spent in your home state. Stop working against them. Our buddy Hassel said, you know what? People in eastern part of Wisconsin would rather drive to the Badger game, complain about the expense, you know, parking, all the different expenses of transportation, getting there and leaving your car during the game, and then drive home with half a buzz on in the middle of the night, you know, rather than taking on the trains, because, you know, that's their logic. I don't understand, Dom.
Well, I mean, habits certainly can be hard to change. But I got to tell you, with the traveling that Steph and I have been doing recently, I'd be going to New York or even, as mentioned earlier, to Rome, any big city, we make a point to take the public transportation. We're not renting cars in New York. You know what I mean? We're not going to rent a car in Rome. That's just not going to happen. And the good news is there's huge infrastructure. It's already been developed. It is there. And when it's there, you use it.
844-967-2789. The phones are there. Use them. like Karina from Milwaukee. Welcome, Karina. What do you got for us?
Well, I really have a statement kind of way and a question. Because, first of all, I think that the Scott Walker is a completely deranged person. He does need psychiatric evaluation because he has some social issue, antisocial personality, and because I don't understand. I pay federal taxes. Why Wisconsin cannot have federal money? What is about federal money and the money in general? Why he's not putting his own paycheck back to the government, so Wisconsin...
Actually, Karina, it does support your claims that Walker may have been crazy. For a period of time, he was returning a portion of his public work salary to make some sort of asinine point. I'm sure his wife must have loved that aspect. But when the guy ran for president, he literally entered the campaign $73,500 in debt. So he wasn't self-enriching until now when he got the job down at the Young Adolphs Association Foundation, whatever they call it. What are they called?
The Young Americas Foundation.
Adolphs, Americans, you know, same as far as he would be concerned. Karina, please continue your mini rant.
Well, my problem is why he doesn't want federal money. Okay, he doesn't want to overexpand or whatever it is. He wants to be this and this and that. Fine. But we do pay federal taxes. Why we cannot have our money back? What's the problem?
Well, Karina, it's not just that. In the city of Milwaukee, where you're calling us from, and we appreciate you listening tonight, about 67 cents on the dollar in state taxes are returned to Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. And we're going to have Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn on this show at 5:05. But here's the point. Milwaukee is an economic driver in the state of Wisconsin. It's sending tons of tax dollars to Madison. But they don't send equitable dollars back to Milwaukee for investment in local infrastructure or maybe eliminating the lead pipes or improving the school districts, not equitable to the taxes being paid. So, Karina, you're getting double screwed. You're getting screwed by the state, and the same Republicans that have dominated state governance for a decade, they also screwed you by not accepting back federal dollars, and they screwed all your friends that could have had Medicaid through a Medicaid expansion, but instead got forced to the federal exchanges and programs that were set up for people that made more income. In fact, Milwaukee had the highest enrollment rate. That's why Barack Obama came to town once upon a time. Milwaukee had the highest enrollment rates because Scott Walker forced people unnaturally to take subsidized exchange programs they couldn't otherwise afford. They should have been Medicaid eligible, but that ain't how Wanker did it.
No, Wanker and the Republicans, they came up with their own way of doing things. And as Crudy mentioned, forced people onto the exchanges without the proper financial support. And what is the philosophy here, Karina? I mean, ultimately, I would surmise that the Republicans, well, they don't like the federal government, right? And they don't trust that they're going to get that money. That money is still going to be there in the future. Yet, of course, we take, as a state, all sorts of other federal money.
Well, I would point out, Dom, they didn't take the federal money when it was the Obama expansion, and they don't want to take the federal money, even though it's a bipartisan bill, because, of course, it was signed by Joe Biden in Infrastructure Week. It never really came to fruition under Trump, right?
Right.
So he didn't actually ever send any money back to the states in any, you know, meaningful way. All they ever did, of course, was send money back to the billionaires in tax cuts. See, it's much sweeter because those billionaires, they don't want to fix other people's roads. Their roads are great in their gated communities, Tom.
Well, and they can give millions of dollars in, you know, donations right back to you.
So why would Scott Walker need his own money? Come back, more Devils.
We're talking the truth.
You can't.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wood and Portage County Sheriff's Departments join law enforcement agencies across the country in a campaign to increase the number of travelers wearing seatbelts. The Click It or Ticket campaign begins next week, May 22nd, and goes through June 4th. A 2022 survey found that only 87.5% of Wisconsin motorists wear seatbelts. On average, over 2,300 unbuckled people are injured in crashes each year. In 2022, 170 people who died in vehicle crashes were not wearing a seatbelt. The 21st annual Spring Wisconsin River Bass and Walleye Classic Fishing Competition is this Saturday, May 20th, at the Waters Pub and Pier in Stevens Point. Wirzala partnered with Prime Water Anglers and donated $1,000 toward the competition. Proceeds will go towards local volunteering efforts and the kids' fishing clinic in June. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 49 overnight under cloudy skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 56. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Lows level off around 40. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Dry and turning much warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a radio play-by-play voice of the Wisconsin Badgers. That was my childhood aspiration. Like Paul Brown. That was my guy. You know, like old hockey games and stuff growing up. Badgers weren't great, but they sounded great through the magic of radio.
So I want to be Randy Rhodes, man. I'll be a rock star, baby.
Yeah, but you didn't want to put in the work.
And I want to be rich, bitch. But we
so you're 0 for 2, right? 844-967-2789. Al from Milwaukee. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hi, Al.
What's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
Good, man. You been well?
What?
Have you been well, Al?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing great.
Well, you gotta check in. You got to call more frequently. We worry about you.
Yeah, right. Tell me another joke. Anyway, one of the benefits of the rail, I've worked for the Department of Corrections for years at the different prisons, and I've had to commute from Milwaukee to 5 or 6 different cities, including Black River Falls, Oshkosh, et cetera. The point is that they changed in Disneyland and these other places that have these high-speed rail trains, even for, not commuters, but for people visiting their properties, most of them are electric. And those that are now diesel are being switched over to electric. So you got another plus for the environment. Oh. And that hasn't been mentioned yet, but I thought that I should bring that up. That will help get some of the people off the highway. I own property in more than one city, and I stay in different cities at different times, but commuting creates another issue of lost work time, lost time with your family.
So I just
wanted to point that out.
Remember when Scott Walker was Milwaukee County Executive? It was my memory, if my memory serves, his first action, or one of his very first actions, was to raise the outbound bus fares. And I believe it was the most precipitous increase across the nation at the hands of Scott Walker. Wanted to make it much more expensive to ride the mass transit. And then he turned around and pointed and said, look at all the drop-off in the use of mass transit since I raised the rates and cut the outbound to like Waukesha County and where a lot of the industry is going to. It's not necessarily in the city of Milwaukee anymore. A lot of the jobs are really in the collar counties. They're in the wow counties. But if you can't get from the city to the wow counties, you can't get the good, well-paying jobs, as they say, Al. But I think that was kind of part of the plan, wasn't it, with Scott Walker? I always looked and I had seen it characterized as a racist policy, Al. Do you feel like that might be the case?
Yes, I agree. But at the same time, looking at the situation in Ukraine and Russia, Ukraine was a breadbasket for Europe. And now they're in a war, so they're not farming. And a lot of what they need has to come United States. The Midwest, where we are, is the breadbasket of the United States, and we're supplying grain and things over to them now, which means we're making billions of dollars off the sale. But the point is, having access, a better access, would make more money for the people in the state and create more jobs.
Well, Al,
that's logic. So logic doesn't matter to the Republicans.
Not unless it's political logic, Al. You and I both know Scott Walker killed the train because it was politically expedient, and it gave him a platform to run on, and it was just harsh enough to get him elected. 844-967-2789. Joe calling from Florida. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. Calling the Blue Dot and the Red State. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
I got the fastest down here. You had Walker. I had 2 terms of Rick Scott and now 2 terms of Ron, MAGA Ron. So since I moved down here, that's what I've been living under, that regime. But Rick Scott did a similar thing. I don't know if it was mentioned. He turned down the Obama infrastructure train money, $1 billion, Florida needed high-speed rail like any other state, and more so. And he turned it down. 25,000 jobs it would have created because of, you know, Obama. So and then he gets real. Then he gets elected senator for it. So when you say, you know, it's political, I mean that's the reality. He shouldn't have gotten elected senator based on that, right? Rejecting a $1 billion train deal.
Well, he shouldn't have gotten elected senator predicated on the fact he's the greatest perpetrator of fraud against the federal Medicaid and Medicare system in our history, I believe. Rick Scott was as the CEO of his family's hospital group. So that should have been the disqualifier, Joe. But, you know, man, I feel before we got on the air today, I had written a little note to myself. Ron DeSantis is the fascist waiting in the wings. He's the next wannabe Trump, right? He's the next wannabe fascist. And the way he is governing down in Florida, I see the example of this university he's decimating. They want to have an alternative graduation just to avoid what Ron DeSantis has done to their publicly funded university. But it's very fascist to me, Joe. But here's the point. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates out of Wisconsin because there is no media infrastructure of the left in the state of Florida, man. And I keep thinking to myself, God, we finally beat back some of the fascism here. We finally got a fighting chance through the courts. And I look down south and I look and say, but you guys are sending us the next fascist waiting in the wings, Joe. It's never going to end, man. There's never a mission accomplished.
Well, not only do I not have AM radio down here, you know, liberal radio, I have the local TV stations. They promote DeSantis, and they don't push back on him, and they just give him credit for every bill he passes. And all the, 80-year-olds down here watching the 6 o'clock news think he's great.
I know it, Joe.
You know, it's scary.
I know it, buddy. I was in Florida. Earlier this year, I was talking to a Cuban immigrant that thought Ron DeSantis was the greatest thing since sliced bread because as a small business owner, he opened up during the pandemic and he allowed this guy to continue to do commerce.
Yeah.
And that's all it took to win this guy's heart.
My wife owns a small business, an antique shop, and she wasn't allowed then to ask customers to wear masks as of him. And that was a big deal, you know, because we didn't want people coming in who weren't getting vaccinated. And my wife, you know, we didn't want to get sick. So the business owners, why take away the right of the business owner to require a mask? I mean, it's insane.
Yes.
You know, people
small government, small government party my ass, right, Joe?
Right.
Buddy. Don't be a stranger. Keep checking in. And if I could ever get down to Florida, especially the good part, like down by Miami, I'd certainly bring some radio your way. But I feel for the state of Florida because, you know, when we started this mission, Dom, it in no small part, I had to think hard. Why are we doing this? 12 years later, why? How did it start?
For the money and the fame.
Yes, for the high-paying job that is the radio industry. Really, it was because of the Scott Walker recall. And it was funny because I was the sort of guy, I was home with my wife's printer trying, and I'm not really talented with the printer, but I was trying to print it like 12:05 a.m. I'm trying to print the Scott Walker recall, and I'm going to take that petition down to my office. And I was a small business owner, and I'm thinking, now I'm going to get all my staff to sign this thing. We're well on our way to 1 million signatures. And I went in the next morning, and Kathleen had already signed before she got to work. And everybody else was like, "Nah," or "I don't think I want to sign that," or whatever. I just assumed everybody thought like me, right? Here in liberal Madison, doesn't everybody think like me? And I realized, you know what? I never asked someone before I did business with them, be it an employee that I hired or a client or a customer, whatever you want to call them. I never said, "Hey, what's your politics?" "Oh, I can't do business with you. I don't share your politics." And Dom, I think in some small part, when you and I joined in this radio endeavor, it was because they were shushing us in the bar. Like, you couldn't disagree. And smack talk about politics to each other in the bar. Oh, I'll keep it down, boys. You know, people don't like the politics.
Yeah, too
well,
bad.
Then don't open the doors of your bar to hooligans like us, because we're here to continue the discourse and have these conversations. And I feel like we've made a little bit of ground in the last 10 or 12 years, Tom. I mean, look at the turnout in Dane County. Look at the turnout in the Wow counties. And, you know, there will soon be a press release dropping. I'm pretty sure Civic Media is closing on the final pieces of the back of Russ Feingold's hand. La Crosse, Eau Claire, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha. Some more big markets coming on board for Civic Media. You'll hear about them pretty soon. Trust me, they're coming. So I feel like we've started to build something really important here in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm starting to feel kind of good about it. And, you know, about the time you think, oh, mission accomplished. We're finally, we're almost there. The light. And then I look down at Florida, man, and there's Ron DeSantis. And they got nothing pushing back against the guy. We're going to have to be the loyal opposition to Ron DeSantis. I pledge.
If you insist. Well, and
Derek Van Orden and all his Republican doppelganger supporters.
The job of self-governance, as mentioned in the past, is never done, man. We are never done with self-governance. And that was something that I perhaps naively, you know, shook off many years ago. Ah, you know, the election is over. I'm going to, you know, keep my head in the sand. I'm going to go do my other stuff, and we'll worry about it when the next presidential election comes around. You know, not one to jump in line to go vote for a primary for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, for example. The younger Dominic. Now, of course, it never ends. And you see the opposition, you see the Republicans and how they have gone to town, how they have acted over the years. They're never stopping, man. So we have to continue to push back, to tell the truth as we see it. And certainly, Kruti, you know, the conversation, you and I perhaps disagreed a whole lot more back then than we do now. And I that's okay. And I think part of the devil's advocate says, listen, you can have different ideas on how life should be run. And that's acceptable. And we should be engaging people with their ideas. Now, of course, I think fascism and, you know, white nationalism, those are things that I can't necessarily, you know, equate to.
I'm a little hard to engage with the Nazis.
This is what I'm saying. So there are lines, but Kruti, you and I had arguments about the high-speed rail. You and I have had arguments about the expansion of Medicare and Medicaid and health insurance and Obamacare and all these kinds of things. And I've come along on some of these issues. But, you know, it's the environment that allows people to address and let others know their feelings about particular issues without being judged. Now, of course, you know, we goof around, Kruti, and when you have relationships, when you have friendships, when you have love, you got a lot of room. You got a lot of room to say the things that you think are true to you with friends who care about you. And they're going to push back, perhaps, but that's kind of the point.
I love you, man.
I love you too, man.
But you're almost always wrong. At least in my humble opinion.
Never wrong.
Your opinion's welcome here.
I'm just ahead of my time.
Join us, 844-967-2789. I pulled you a lot more to Kruti than you.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
23 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at habitatwaukesha.org/events. That's habitatwaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
SHOP US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 57. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 64. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 44. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Taking your calls up to the top of the hour. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, going to join us at 5:06. But in the meantime, you can join us at 844-967-2789.
Edward from Monona. Welcome, Edward. What do you got for us?
Hey, Edward.
Hi, guys. I wanted to mention something that I remember from the train thing with Walker. The Democrats didn't do a very good job of selling that. And the thing that I remember was they were talking about the price of what it would cost for a ticket from Madison to Milwaukee, and it was somewhere in the $60 range, which for everybody that I knew said $60. I mean, I can drive there for a third of that. So that's what turned off a lot of people that I know. And the Democrats didn't do a very good job of selling what the benefits all around the rest of the state would be as far as traffic for commerce and jobs that were going to be created. They just didn't do that. As usual, the Democrats don't know how to sell stuff.
Edward, if I've said that once, I've said that 100 times. What do you think the sales pitch should be this time? Because really, again, this is really federal dollars. And other than getting some of the Robin Voss obstructionists out of the way, we don't need a hell of a lot of their support or assistance, but, you know, there will be some aspect that interacts with state governance, and that's where Republicans will step in. So how are we going to sell it to their constituents, Edward? I know some guys with the radio show. What should we tell them?
Well, I think it's jobs and commerce. You're going to put a lot of people to work. You're going to have a lot more benefits for the businesses along the way. I mean, people are going to travel to places where they probably wouldn't have traveled before or where they would have traveled a lot less.
I concur, Edward. Do you think the state of Wisconsin, through its Main Street bounce back grants, and I've pointed out because I've had the opportunity to be all around the state of Wisconsin, we're starting to see like flourishing Main Streets all around the state of Wisconsin. If we could actually interconnect these different areas with reasonable and relatively affordable transportation means, don't you think it would make for a completely stronger Wisconsin all the way around the state, Edward?
Well, certainly, and that's the thing that they have to sell. That's the thing that people have to understand. But again, the Democrats don't seem to be able to get that message out.
Man, if only we knew some guys with the radio show, right, Edward?
Yeah.
Thank you for your
Edward. Appreciate it. You know, connectivity, I think, is an important factor, but that kind of flies philosophically in the face of the divide and conquer Scott Walker and MAGAs, right? You don't want people connected and together and united. It's easier to divide them and conquer them for your political means.
Okay, let's set that aside just for now. As a lefty, quote unquote, a blue guy. I mean, I've been a small business owner, Dom. It's about commerce. On some level, where does the Republican sense of capitalism kick in? Because it's good for business. It's good. You can't find employees where you're at. You know what? If they had reasonable transportation methods, you'd have a lot more eligible employees. If they could get on the freaking train and get there in 45 minutes, I'd do that. I'd work in Milwaukee if I didn't have to drive there every day. I'd be down at the WAUK studios on Wisconsin Avenue. Now we'd be having a beer after the show because I wouldn't have to drive home either.
And you can get work done. You can plug your computer and your laptop in, you know, comfortable chairs while you're commuting. These things are advantageous. And of course, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, the only state in the nation, to my understanding, Curdy, first offense, drunk driving is not a criminal offense.
Hell, nearly encouraged, didn't it?
Almost. 844-967-2789.
There, CJ. CJ, why do you hate the train?
Hey, CJ.
Because we had to subsidize every ride about $200. Couldn't afford it. That was the truth.
How about the roads, CJ? You know, the roads, the socialist roads? How much are we subsidizing the roads?
No, you're so cool. You made the truckers pay for it in fuel. That's how you guys passed it on.
Oh, we subsidize the roads to an enormous degree, CJ. That's the answer. Do you ever wonder, how much money do we make on the paved roads, CJ?
Well, you know, here it comes down to Scott McCarthy and the president. The president's AWOL for 3 months. But you know what he didn't plan on? The president didn't plan that McCarthy got a bill passed, a beautiful bill. Why don't you guys discuss?
You know, we were discussing a bipartisan infrastructure bill that would provide rail expansion in the state of Wisconsin. CJ, if you can't, you know, listen and actually join us in the topics we're talking about, you're really a boring caller otherwise. 844-967-2789.
Just I would encourage
active
you,
listing.
CJ, tune in the next hour when Maggie Dawn comes on the greatest radio show ever. I'm sure we will be discussing the debt ceiling situation.
You know, CJ got his ass handed to him by Tom Hartman earlier today. The fact that I even let him on the air was only so I could chastise him further. I mean, CJ, bring some facts, man. When Tom Hartman lets you run a little, that's just so you could hang yourself. And you did, fella. I was getting noticed. Bill Dunn, all kinds of guys all around the state said, oh, man, did CJ get his thin, gruel lunch handed back to him by Tom Hartman? CJ, you sort of embarrassed yourself. 844-967-2789. And then he called us with more thin gruel. Curtis from West Dallas, how you been, fella?
Hey, Curtis.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
CJ, he's one of those kids. CJ is one of those people that just spews out, doesn't listen. So when somebody yells at him, he's just like, he's like a little kid, doesn't listen. But my thing is, like I told my sister years ago with the high-speed rail, if they would have spent what Walker spent for Foxconn to build that freeway wider on 94, they could have ran down the high-speed rail right down the freeway, middle of the freeway, and went faster on the cars, and it was more efficient than the cars. Instead, we didn't get it. But I tell you, but I tell people right now, build it and we will use it. You know what I mean? They tried years ago, Scott Walker, when he was county exec, he tried to dismantle the public city buses in Milwaukee, busing unions and blah, blah, blah. And now they're finally getting back to new buses. Otherwise, the buses are falling apart. So the buses are getting a little better in Milwaukee. But the roads are sucky, but we need to build it. Once you build it, they'll be used.
I don't understand. Curtis, why this Republican, they don't want infrastructure. Infrastructure. We all use the infrastructure. Corporations heavily utilize the infrastructure. I mean, disproportionately, they use the infrastructure. Why don't Republicans like investing in stuff? If it's not free to them, it's like they only like free government handouts. They don't want to invest.
No. Well, and that's exactly right. And you have to invest in the people. Once you invest in the people, it will be used.
They don't even want to invest in high-speed rail. People, schmeeple. Come back. The finest of people join us. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, friend of the Devil's Advocate.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station.